Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Biden administration spent the weekend grappling with the sudden collapse of Bashar Assad's regime in Syria. Assad has fled. He's been granted political asylum in Russia. The national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, tells ABC.
From our perspective, it is good that he is gone. But as President Biden said, there is risk and uncertainty about what comes next. There's an opportunity to build something better in Syria. But there is concern that terrorists, jihadists, and other people who do not have the United States' best interests at heart, to say the least, could take advantage of this.
President-elect Trump has selected Tulsi Gabbard to succeed Sullivan as Director of National Intelligence. She's been criticized for past support of Assad, but she begins meeting with lawmakers today. Music mogul Jay-Z added to an amended civil lawsuit that alleges he and Sean Diddy Combs sexually assaulted a 13-year-old girl in 2000. Jay-Z called the accusation so heinous in nature a criminal charge should have been filed. He denies wrongdoing. This is ABC News. The bells of Notre Dame rang over the weekend as the cathedral celebrated its first Sunday Mass in 5 years. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has the latest from Paris.
The Bishop of Paris knocking on the vast wooden doors, the bells resonating, the choir back in full voice, and those doors officially reopened to this truly magical music. Notre Dame's 8,000-pipe organ restored and roaring once again.
In New York City, the search continues for the man who shot and killed the CEO of United Healthcare last week. And in court today, a bid by satirical news outlet The Onion to buy Alex Jones InfoWars out of bankruptcy. A judge will decide whether the bankruptcy auction where The Onion purchased the platform, was run properly. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Whether you have a cabin, hunting shack, den, or just like the style of rustic furniture, the Spruced Up Rustic Cabin Collection by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress is for you. Bring a bit of the backwoods into your living space with locally handcrafted bedroom sets, dinettes, cabinets, and more. For the living room, find comfortable couches, chairs, and futons. Complete the look with rustic accents, lamps, rugs, throws, wall pieces, and other decor. Visit the Spruced Up Rustic Cabin Collection by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Have you ever noticed that all the TV and movie love stories seem to have the same plot? Whether you watch Pride and Prejudice, Sense and Sensibility, or any of the Hallmark movies, especially the Christmas ones, it seems that they just change the names and the places, but the stories are still the same. At the beginning of the movie, the female and male lead actors dislike each other intensely. They often come from different classes of people, whether they're rich and poor or an egotistical business owner and a lowly employee. But in every movie, they end up discovering that the other person isn't like who they originally perceived them to be, and they fall in love. Of course, the movie is never over until they kiss. We're entering the season of year with another love story, and this one isn't like the ones on TV. In this one, the main lead, God, has created man in their own image out of pure love. And even though mankind, whom God created, rejected God, and even at times hates God, God still lavishes his love on mankind. And ultimately, he sends his own son, Jesus, to take on humanity as a baby boy, born during this season, to become the final way that mankind can take to come back to God in a loving relationship. This season, I would encourage you to find a place of Christian worship to seek out the true love story. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Happy holidays from all of the crafters and consigners at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us down here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like another pleasant early winter day. Temperatures will be soaring well above normal yet today. We're kind of in the warm sector of a low-pressure system off to the north of us. There's been some rain and snow with that well north of us overnight from northern Minnesota through upper Michigan and into northern Michigan, and then it kind of curls down through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys with a huge shield of rain all moving away from us. In general, the week ahead is fairly quiet. We will see some much colder weather move in by tomorrow and Wednesday. Air coming in out of the polar regions will knock our temperatures about 10 or 15 degrees below normal by Wednesday night. With that, a few snow showers could come down across the area, especially on Wednesday. Could produce a light coating, so watch your travel conditions then. The next chance of some precipitation arriving Friday afternoon, lingering into early Saturday. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy and unseasonably warm with a high near 47. West wind between 5 and 15. Partly cloudy tonight, dropping to the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy and cooler, high at 31 degrees, northwest wind 8 to 15. Chance of flurries tomorrow night, low at 18 degrees. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, cold and breezy. Scattered snow showers are possible, high near 23. Heading into Thursday, partly cloudy, breezy, and very cold. Low 1 below 0, high about 12. On Friday, turning cloudy and milder. Some light snow likely by afternoon. Light accumulations are expected, possibly becoming a wintry mix at nights. Low 4 degrees, high near 30. Saturday, cloudy and mild, with some light wintry mix possible in the morning. Low 23, high about 36. And Sunday, partly sunny and warmer. Low temperature mid-20s, with a high near 40. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 33 degrees. Yesterday's high was 53, the record high for December 9th, 56 in 2020. The record low, 12 degrees below zero in 1976. Last year's high was 42 and the low, 32. Sunset will happen at 4:26 this afternoon and rise tomorrow morning at 7:23. In Richland Center, with an east-northeast wind around 4 miles per hour, just a trace of precipitation in the overnight hours, our temp was at 38 at midnight. We've been as low as 32. Right now it is 33 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll look at tonight's area schedule, details on a Bucks win, and also getting set for another game on Tuesday with a two-game losing streak, the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Over the weekend on Saturday, Weston lost to Elkhart Lake Glenbula with a final score of 91-50 in boys basketball. Leading scorers were Isaac Jennings with 27. Garrett Jennings added 13. On tonight's basketball schedule, Kickapoo will be at Wonewoc Center, Iowa Grant at Albany Monticello, Cooley Christian at Seneca. Also in girls basketball tonight, Dodgeville at Mount Horeb, Fenimore at Highland, it's Southwestern at Argyle Pecatonica. In boys basketball, River Valley makes the trip to Broadhead. Wonewoc Center travels to Lafarge. It's also River Ridge, Illinois at Belmont. And Richland Center will be at Wisconsin Heights. I talked to Coach Brian Poles about the upcoming Southwest Conference, with games starting this Friday, and how some of the teams have fared early on in the season.
Lancaster has been impressive. We know that they're going to be a team to be reckoned with this year. They had a nice win against Darlington earlier this year. We know Platteville is going to be a really tough out. They've got a lot coming back. The league MVP, Lucas Ludlam, great player. He's coming back for Platteville. So far, no real big surprises that we've been seeing. Although, admittedly, we've got maybe one eye on those scores, but we're most focused on just getting off to a good start with our team.
I asked Brian about preparing for the league.
Thing about with any conference in high school, we know each other really well. The other schools, we see each other over the summer. The kids know each other from multiple sports. So we know what we're capable of, and we know where we're at right now. And we feel like, if we keep improving and working, we can have a really good year.
That is Brian Poles, his team on the road tonight at Wisconsin Heights. And we'll have the game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, beginning with the pregame time around 7:15. Bowling scores from over the weekend for the youth bowling. The girls' I series, Jocelyn Adams with a 570, and Jocelyn had a 207 game. For the boys' high series, Trayton Shep, 650. Brady Blado, 565. Kyle Schettinger with a 548. Thomas Friel and Trayton Shep each had 244 games, and Brady Blado a 242 in Saturday youth bowling at the Phoenix Center. Well, in his third game back, Bucks forward Chris Middleton scored 7 fourth-quarter points in a 118-113 victory over the Brooklyn Nets. That ended a brief two-game losing streak. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 34 points and took down 11 rebounds, while Damian Lillard passed for 11 assists. Brooklyn had a 4-point lead with 3 minutes left, but couldn't hold on. Milwaukee meets Orlando at home Tuesday night in a quarterfinal round game of the NBA midseason tournament. Here's Coach Doc Rivers.
Tonight we trusted everything. Giannis made a great pass to Bobby for a three. Dame had the three, but they were closing out and he swung it to Chris. That's called trust. That's how you win games. When you start doing that, your team becomes unguardable.
He's appreciative of the way his team has been coming together and looks forward to the next games.
It felt like we played awful offense. We were shooting 57% at halftime. But we turned the ball over and gave up offensive rebounds. And they had a 10-shot cushion on us. Now, in the second half, we got to the foul line a lot, so it looked worse. But we only took 68 shots tonight, which is unheard of in a basketball game.
Milwaukee coach Doc Rivers. Elsewhere in the NBA, it was Philadelphia 108, Chicago 100, Charlotte beat Indiana 113-109, Denver over Atlanta 141-111, Orlando got the win against Phoenix 115-110, Memphis 140, Washington 112, San Antonio beat New Orleans 121-116, Golden State 114, Minnesota 106, Sacramento over Utah 141-96, Houston 117, the Clippers 106, the Lakers over Portland 107-98, and Miami beat Cleveland 122-113. Marquette guard Cam Jones scored two straight times with about 15 minutes left to put his team ahead for good Saturday in the showdown against the Badgers. Jones led all scorers with 32 points in the 88-74 win. Wisconsin was hurt by 16 turnovers while taking its second straight defeat. The Badgers return to the court Tuesday at Illinois. The Golden Eagles don't have a game until Saturday at Dayton. Here's Badgers coach Greg Gard.
We don't have time to feel sorry for ourselves. We got to get better and turn around and play in 2 days again in Illinois. But as I break down the film, I'm sure what I'm going to find is there were some good things. I thought offensively we did some good things, got good looks in the first half. The second half, we had a harder time keeping them out of the paint. Obviously, Cam Jones was a big reason of that.
The Badgers again playing again on Tuesday night. In NFL action from yesterday, Jacksonville over Tennessee, 10-6. In overtime, Miami topped the Jets, 32-26. It was the Vikings, 42, Atlanta, 21. New Orleans, 14, the Giants, 11. Philadelphia beat Carolina, 22-16. Pittsburgh over Cleveland, 27-14. Tampa Bay beat Las Vegas, 28-13. Seattle, 30, Arizona, 18. One of the wildest games of the day, maybe of the season. It was the Rams 44 and Buffalo 42. And last night it came right down to the wire and a late field goal. Many of these games this year coming down to that. Matthew Wright kicked a 31-yard field goal that banked off the left upright as time expired. And the Kansas City Chiefs survived another close game, beating the Chargers 19-17 to win their ninth straight AFC West title. Patrick Mahomes led the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs on a clock-killing four-and-a-half-minute drive to set up Wright's fourth field goal. In the Monday night game tonight, Dallas is the home team. Cincinnati will be the visitors. Baseball signings have been taking the center stage. A person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that star outfielder Juan Soto and the New York Mets have agreed to a record $765 million 15-year contract. Soto's deal is the largest and longest in Major League Baseball history, topping Shohei Ohtani's $700 million 10-year deal with the Dodgers and Fernando Tatis Jr.'s $340 million 14-year contract with San Diego. Soto's deal does not include deferred money, according to an anonymous source. Over the weekend as well, the Brewers lost a good one. Shortstop Willie Adames has agreed to a $182 million 7-year deal with San Francisco, providing the Giants with a power-hitting shortstop in the prime of his career. ESPN first reported the move. Adames' deal is the richest in franchise history, according to MLB.com, topping a $167 million 8-year extension that Buster Posey signed in 2013. The 29-year-old Adames is coming off his best offensive season in the big leagues after hitting .251 with a career-high 32 home runs and 112 RBIs with the Brewers. That's a look at sports today from WRCO on a Monday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager at Meister Log & Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills Richland Center.
Our morning update continues on WRCO with a vintage Paul Harvey presentation. The rest of the story is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm, focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. Townspeople of Bath County, Avon, England, had seen him sleeping in the park often. It was not against the law, strictly speaking, and the anonymous vagrant was little bother to passers-by. His interactions with them were few and friendly, the latter especially in the case of a well-behaved child or a dog on a stroll. So might anybody have guessed that in addition to aimless, nameless, harmless, homeless, this vagabond was also a police informant, no run-of-the-mill stool pigeon. He insisted on subtlety, on lurking about and confiding from the shadows. It's easier, of course, merely to telephone the district station and tell the police what you know, and yet not nearly as mysterious or as much fun. So, when the burglary went down in the neighborhood of Twerton in the spring of 2002, this vagrant, who had almost certainly witnessed the crime, at first kept his distance, let the law come to him. Officers from Avon and Somerset were summoned to the robbed residence by suspicious neighbors. Patrolmen apprehended a suspect, a 29-year-old male. But by the time police arrived, the stolen goods was all gone, vanished. The probable perpetrator was taken into custody for questioning, but with no more than circumstantial evidence against him, he'd most likely have to be released. So detectives returned to the scene of the crime in search of the harder evidence. What they discovered instead was their informant standing nonchalantly in front of the open garage door of the home which earlier that day had been burgled. No words were exchanged. The silent squealer simply turned and walked away off into a wooded area, but then turned around as if to say, come on. And the cops came on. The vagrant, police officers in tow, kept stopping and looking back and proceeding. He was nearly 100 yards from the crime scene and still walking when one of the investigators suggested following him was ridiculous. But it was not so preposterous after all. For eventually their stoolie had led them to a particular tree behind which and artfully concealed were many boxes of items that had been stolen from the Twerton residence. The informant just stood there smugly as the officers examined the stuff incredulously. Indeed, the recovered loot was subsequently and directly linked to the suspect in custody and the case was closed because a local character came forward at just the right moment. Now, should you be passing that way, even today, you may visit him still. You may find him roaming the park, or begging for a bite of food, or sleeping on the branch of a tree. Sleeping on the branch of a tree? That's right. Sleeping on the branch of a tree. For you see, the vagabond of Bath County, Avon, without ever speaking a word to authorities, nonetheless and apparently purposely, assisted them in solving a crime, despite the distinct disadvantage of being a homeless, helpless little gray squirrel. Not a particularly intelligent animal, most would say. But hey, you know the rest of the story.
For generations, the Karens family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Karen State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Heart to believe.
believe that Christmas is only a couple of weeks away, right? But there's still plenty of time to find incredible gift deals because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take an extra 30% off, just like friends and family can. That's 30% off the best holiday gifts, 30% off the best designer brands, 30% off what's trending right now. It's just this week, it's just what you were looking for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Tis the season for treating with Dunkin', and nothing brings instant holiday cheer like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a work party, family gathering, or holiday brunch, it's the gift that makes everyone on your list happy. Want to give donuts or coffee for later? Pick up a Dunkin' gift card. For a limited time, get a $5 gift certificate when you buy $25 or more in Dunkin' gift cards. Gift card promotion available at T-Mart franchise Dunkin' locations only. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
100.9 WRCO.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear the sleigh bells in the snow. With every Christmas card I write,
may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be listen, and children listen
to hear the sleigh bells in the snow.
Children listen to the sleigh bells in the snow.
Oh, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
With every Christmas card I write,
every time I write a Christmas card,
may your days be merry and bright.
Treetops glisten,
oh,
and children listen,
oh,
to hear the sleigh bells merrily on high.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Tectonix on WRCO Radio and Sounds of the Season. Keep listening for your chance to win and qualify. The next time we give you a word to text in the Civic Media Statewide contest will be in the 11 o'clock hour. So your chance to qualify for the grown-up gift list text to win contest again comes up during the 11 o'clock hour. Reports of some slippery secondary roads this morning. I can still see that here, even in our parking lot. There's places where it's icy and kind of a little bit frozen over, Probably could go out and do a figure eight with my church shoes on here this morning, but I probably won't. I want to save myself for the on-air work, and of course, our morning show time coming up today as well, between 9 and 10. We'll talk about some things going on in the River Valley School District today for a Monday. Here's Sasha.
Used to be a little on the wild side. Used to run the streets in the moonlight. Up to no good. Didn't matter what was on the label. Underneath the table, yeah, I know I kept you up a couple long nights, climbing out of windows for the wrong guys, up to no good, a winner at picking all the losers, always breaking hearts cause I had to shoot first. I put so many miles on that poor girl, and I know it hurt to watch me go, so I just wanted to let you know.
Gonna hold you tight, so hold
We hope your Monday is going well. WRCO Radio is reminding you a few things that you can celebrate on this Monday to maybe make your day even better. It's Christmas Card Day. It's a day to get those written out and in the mail. It's also Green Monday. It's International Anti-Corruption Day. It's a day for veterinary medicine. So we honor those that keep our animals healthy and safe. National Llama Day today. It's Opal Apples Day. And it's also National Pastry Day. Whew, that's a good way to celebrate on a Monday. Yeah, indeed. A little pastry here and there, even if it's one of those frozen Pillsbury ones from the freezer. But preferably something homemade today would be out of sight.
Picket fenced in, heart's like a feather in a torso wing. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world, leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, right next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down and the wind in the air, keep her heart hanging on round.
Corey Kent on WRCO Country and Community. Well, stay tuned. Get your thinking caps on. There'll be a quiz on a Monday morning. Coming up, your chance to win. Get ready for the holiday season with some good old country music at Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert. Sunday, December 15th, starting at 2, doors open at 1 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Join us for an afternoon of festive fun.
Christmas time's coming.
Get into the holiday spirit with live music, great company, and plenty of cheer. Get your tickets at Eventbrite.com or RCPAC.org. Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert, Sunday, December 15th at 2 o'clock in Richland Center.
On the seventh day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me, buy one, get one 50% off all Times Fraser Fir candles. Valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
Hi, it's Carl from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, wishing you a joyous Christmas season filled with love, laughter, and safe travels.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
It is your last chance to stock up at Oakwood Fruit Farm during the winter stock up sale. All remaining apples are buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value. Buy a peck, get a peck free. Buy a bushel, get a bushel free. Choose from several delicious apple varieties, perfect for gifts or winter treats. Plus, don't miss Take and Bake Pies and famous apple cider donuts, still available. Open 9 until 4 every day until the apples are sold out for the season. South of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, just follow the signs to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Don't wait, stock up before it's too late.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
8:42, the trivia question of the day is sponsored by Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better-for-you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
All right, trivia time on a Monday. If you're ready, here we go. Who holds the record for the youngest siblings to host a TV variety show? Who holds the record for the youngest siblings to ever host a TV variety show? 608-647-4155. Good luck to you. Here's Steve Holdy.
How many beer bottle caps fill a cowboy hat?
I don't know, but I'm gonna find out.
How many miles of sand to walk my flip-flops flat?
I don't know, but I'm gonna find out.
How many tiny drink umbrellas can you hold between your toes? Tomorrow you can tell them you know someone who knows.
It's my time, it's what I love.
How can I go back to work?
I don't know, but I
Tylenols for my head not to hurt.
I don't know, but I'll have to find out.
Baby, how long can we hold one kiss with just one breath? I mean something like this. It's my time. Oh, it's what I love. Well, it ain't my job, but I wish it was. It ain't no crime doing what you love to do. Hey, it's my time. I can waste it if I want to. It's my time. Yeah, it's what I love. Well, it ain't my job, but I wish it was. It ain't no crime doing what you love to do. Hey, it's my time. I can waste it if I want.
That's Steve Holy on WRCO. Hey, congratulations to our winner today. That would be Mary Sue Bethke. Congratulations. She is a self-proclaimed Donnie and Marie fan. So, Donnie and Marie Osmond. We had a couple of other guesses of siblings, Frank and Nancy Sinatra, Frank Jr. and Nancy Sinatra. And I think they didn't maybe host a variety show, but not... That would have been just a special, not a regular variety series like Donnie and Marie did from 1976 through 1979. The show went on for 3 years. Of course, she was a little country. He was a little bit rock and roll, but they set the Guinness record for the youngest siblings to host a talk show. All right. And why do we ask an Osmond's question today? Well, today is Donnie's birthday. Singer Donnie Osmond turns 67. I always wanted to be Donnie's younger brother. And then, you know, of course, you know, that would have, and I wouldn't be able to date Marie, though. So, okay, Donnie could have babysat for me, and then I could have, you know, maybe dated Marie. I don't know. But anyway, that's the way it goes. The Osmonds certainly were the best-selling artists from 1970 until 72. They sold the most records of any artist worldwide. And then... of course, branched out with the siblings TV variety. That was a big hit for Donnie and Marie Osmond. We remember it well here on WRCO Radio. Happy birthday, Donnie.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
At Richland Cattle Center, every Wednesday morning at 11:30, they kick things off with baby calves, followed by open heifers. By noon, it's time for the milk cows. Then they move on to springing cows and first calf heifers. Richland Cattle Center auctions feature fresh cows, first calf heifers, milking and bred back cows, bred heifers, springing cows, and even a breeding age bull. Baby heifer and bull calves are always ready too. Visit their website for the latest updates, and remember, you can view all cattle individually before the auction. Plus, they milk all lactating cows after the sale to ensure better udder health. Need transportation? They've got that covered too. Join Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30 for a smooth and easy cattle buying experience. They receive, care for, and milk cattle 7 days a week. The Richland Cattle Center, your ultimate cattle auction destination every Wednesday.
Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace, real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
We've had some questions about it. We will be doing another Triviathon this year. It will be on New Year's Eve, so be aware of that. Press, maybe spread the word and maybe get a team together, or maybe it's just you, or just listen along. We don't care, but it will be New Year's Eve from 6 to midnight, and we can get you signed up if you call WRCO at 608-647-2111. We can get you officially signed up and ready to roll.
I've been watching you for a long time, sitting on your front porch swing. So I'm going to ask you one little question, one simple little thing.
Are you available to walk with me? Are you available to talk with me? Are you available to spend some time with me tonight?
We can jump in the truck, take a little ride, maybe go on down by the riverside.
Are you available? Are you available tonight?
See your pretty eyes, long for me to get to you. But when you flash that smile my way, I can see you're thinking what I'm thinking too.
Are you available to walk with me? Are you available to talk with me? Are you available
to spend some time with me?
Are you available tonight?
Whoa, are you available?
Are you available tonight?
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Without you has turned out to be so inconvenient. And wishing I was with you just seems to use up all my time. You've been gone so long that it's hard to recall just how the dream went. And all but this broken heart in me, I guess it's doing fine. Is it still over? Are we still through? Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't you. I've half a mind to take the time to find somebody new, but I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. That lie that I tried to slip by you was told with good intentions. It was just another way to say I love you and protect you from the truth. And half a pound of cure is surely worth a half an ounce of pure prevention. And trying to explain while I'm insane, the hardest thing I've ever tried to do. Is it still over? Are we still through? Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't you. But I've had a mind to take the time to find somebody new, but I'm not too sure that I'm still over you. Still through. Since my phone still ain't ringing, I assume it still ain't.